Today, we address a story the critics of Islam have long celebrated and sadly is repeated by Muslims who are ignorant about their faith. Both claim that our beloved Muhammad was chasing his desires. God forbid. Today, we defend our beloved Muhammad and explain the divine wisdom that redefined family relations and pushed society to change forever. It is an intriguing story you do not want to miss. Sit back and listen. Session 569, Chapter 4, Verse 23, a continuation. You are forbidden to take as wives your mothers, daughters, sisters, paternal and maternal aunts, the daughters of brothers and daughters of sisters, and your foster mothers who breastfed you, and your foster sisters from breastfeeding, your wives' mothers, the stepdaughters in your care, those born of women with whom you have consummated marriage. If you have not consummated the marriage, then you will not be blamed. Wives of your begotten sons, two sisters simultaneously, with the exception of what is past, God is most forgiving and merciful. Chapter 4, verse 23. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is from the household of Abdul Muttalib. His grandfather had a daughter named Umayma and a granddaughter named Bara, a beautiful name derived from piety. The prophet disliked the name because after he visited his cousin, some people would mock and say, "Look, the messenger of God has left a place of piety." So he, peace be upon him, renamed Bara Zainab. Zaid bin Haritha was a child when he was kidnapped from his family and sold as a slave. He eventually became free and was part of the household of God's messenger. When Zaid's family heard about his whereabouts, they rushed to Mecca and asked him to return home. Zaid replied, "I would not choose anyone over the messenger of Allah." The prophet wanted to honor Zaid, so he adopted him. Zaid was now Zaid bin Muhammad. When Zaid wanted to marry, the prophet arranged his marriage to Zainab. But Zainab was reluctant because she saw Zaid as a freed slave, while she was from a noble family in Quraysh. The prophet intended to foster unity among Muslims and erase any perceived distinction between slave and master, so he married his cousin to Zaid. However, love did not flourish between the two. Zainab had no desire for Zaid, and when a man realizes a woman's indifference, his pride kicks in. Zaid felt deeply hurt, especially as the adopted son of the prophet. But all this was part of the divine plan that would later come to light. Zaid approached the prophet, expressing dissatisfaction with his wife, Zainab, and wishing to divorce. Our beloved Muhammad told him to be patient. God says, "When you said to the man who had been favored by God and by you, 'Keep your wife and be mindful of God.'" From chapter 33, verse 37. The prophet's instruction, "Keep your wife and be mindful of God," indicated Zaid's clear desire to part with her. Listen to the part of the ayah the critics of Islam and misguided Muslims pounced over. God says, "When you said to the man who had been favored by God and by you, 'Keep your wife and be mindful of God,' you hid in your heart what God would later reveal." They claim that Muhammad was enamored with Zainab and desired to wed her. We answer, be logical and fair in reading the text. Don't just read that Muhammad hid something in his heart and stop. Read the entire sentence. You hid in your heart what God would later reveal. So if you wish to know what the prophet concealed, look to what Allah later revealed. That is the rational approach. Let's consider the facts. Number 1. Zaid and Zainab were not in a good marriage. Second, they both desired a divorce. Third, the prophet encouraged them to stay together. Fourth, God wanted to end adoption, which was entrenched in society. Fifth, at the time, the ex-wife of a man's adopted son was prohibited in marriage. Sixth, our beloved Muhammad is not only the messenger of God, but also the model for Muslims to follow. Seventh, when God revealed to the prophet that he is to marry Zainab after her divorce from Zayd, he, peace be upon him, felt uneasy and worried about how the society would perceive this. Worry and unease, not love and lust, were what Muhammad hid and God later revealed. Listen to the verse, "When you said to the man who had been favored by God and by you, keep your wife and be mindful of God, you hid in your heart what God would later reveal. You were afraid of people, but it is more fitting that you fear God. When Zayd no longer wanted her, we gave her to you in marriage, so that there might be no fault in believers marrying the wives of their adopted sons after they no longer wanted them. God's command must be carried out." Chapter 33, verse 37. This was part of God's plan to end the practice of adoption, as it was forbidden in pre-Islamic times for a man to marry the ex-wife of his adopted son. If Zainab had loved Zayd and they shared a harmonious relationship, it would have been difficult for God to legislate against adoption by breaking apart a loving couple. After Zayd announced his wish to divorce Zainab, the prophet told him, "Hold on to your wife." Our beloved Muhammad learned that God intended him to marry Zainab after her divorce. The goal was to abolish adoption and any familial relations associated with it. Muhammad was to model this change personally. God explicitly ordered the marriage of Muhammad and Zainab in the Quran, despite the unease of the prophet. Had the prophet claimed that God inspired him to marry her or that he saw a dream, people could have speculated about the motive. Instead, he, peace be upon him, told Zayd, "Keep your wife." The marriage decree came directly from the Almighty as part of the Quran. God says, "We gave her to you in marriage so that there might be no fault in believers marrying the wives of their adopted sons after they no longer wanted them." Allah blessed Zayd with Islam, and you, Muhammad, blessed him with adoption. Do not fear that people would say, "Zayd divorced her so you could marry her." Zayd's union with Zainab was never meant to last, but to serve a specific purpose. God says, "When Zayd no longer wanted her, we gave her to you in marriage so that there might be no fault in believers marrying the wives of their adopted sons after they no longer wanted them." Yet people with corruption in their hearts and the hypocrites rush to twist the text to fit their sick minds. Why? Because such people cannot commit themselves to the right path and find comfort in falsely claiming the religion is false, and the prophet is chasing his desires just as they are. Rather than holding this matter against the prophet and accusing him of following a desire, take it up directly with God, who said, "We gave her to you in marriage." It was not Muhammad's initiative. In fact, he, peace be upon him, wanted to stall the matter as it was outside his comfort zone. God says, "You hid in your heart what God would later reveal. You were afraid of people, but it is more fitting that you fear God." Hence, those scrutinizing the issue should direct their false rage toward God, not the messenger. The intention behind the marriage was to cement the idea that adoption is over and all kinship that stems from adoption is meaningless. God's command must be carried out. For the non-Muslims who use this story to attack the prophet, we say, "Your rejection of his message is far worse than criticizing his actions or personal feelings. What do you care?" For the Muslims who engaged in such slander, we say, "The actions of God's messenger are the standard of behavior we measure our life against, not the subject of your judgment. How dare you measure Muhammad's actions against your standards? We should all aspire to be like him, not judge his actions. He, peace be upon him, is inherently ideal, and we fall short. When you declare there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, you accept that his actions, motivations, and feelings are divinely guided. In fact, God prefaced this entire matter in Surat al-Ahzab with the following verse. When God and His messenger have decided on a matter that concerns them, it is not fitting for any believing man or woman to claim freedom of choice in that matter. Whoever disobeys God and His messenger is far astray. Chapter 33, verse 36. If you learn something new today and enjoy stories that deepen your understanding of the Quran, we invite you to subscribe to our channel. Next week, we will tell you about the only Sahabi who was mentioned by name in the Quran and the reason behind it. Hit the like, subscribe buttons and leave Quran Garden a positive review.
حرمت عليكم أمهاتكم وبناتكم وأخواتكم وعماتكم وخالاتكم وبنات الأخ وبنات الأخت وأمهاتكم اللاتي أرضعنكم وأخواتكم من الرضاعة وأمهات نسائكم وربائبكم اللاتي في حجوركم من نسائكم اللاتي دخلتم بهن فإن لم تكونوا دخلتم بهن فلا جناح عليكم وحلائل أبنائكم الذين من أصلابكم وأن تجمعوا بين الأختين إلا ما قد سلف إن الله كان غفورا رحيما.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.